I'm thankful today. I want to say the devil was working really hard. This have been the worst flight I had. Never been this difficulty. Amen. I thought I was flying out from Raleigh-Durham and airport, and they was we all loaded up, everybody on the plane backing up, getting ready to leave, and then they announced, they said, something's going wrong with the plane. We're going to have to pull back in and have it checked out. Then they got back on the air, they said, something's wrong with the engine. But give us about 30 more minutes. But 30 minutes lasts 2 hours. So they maybe missed my flight, my connected flight in Charlotte. So when we finally left after 2 hours, I had to rebook a flight in Charlotte. So it had me now, not normally that flight was supposed to take me from Charlotte to Oklahoma, but I had to reroute, go to Dallas, and then come back. Praise God. But through that whole process, it got me in bed last night about 1:30. But thank God for my dear brother, Ivan. He had much patience with me. He didn't look at me in a disgusting way. I allowed him to miss some sleep. But his wife was certain patient to wait on him. And amen. And everything went just well. But I am on a gospel tour. That's what the Lord impressed in my spirit, because I will be ministered to other congregation here in this area. I don't understand this, how the Lord orchestrate this whole ordeal. But how many know when God work and tell you what to do, you got to follow his plan. Amen. You got to do what he tell you to do. And if you don't, you're going to get in big trouble. And I don't want to be in big trouble. Amen. I don't even want to be in little trouble. Praise God. So I'm glad I'm here looking at you and you looking at me. And pray for me as we look into the word of the Lord. Because it's nothing about Brother Jerry. It's all about what the Lord required of thee. Amen. And I need your prayers every step of the way. Thank the Lord. I was thinking here as we was praying for a message. One thing about it, I cannot put my message on a sign for what I'm going to preach on. You know how you go by church and you see the sermon that the pastor going to preach Sunday. But I can't do that because I don't know what God want me to preach. I have to pray my message down. And sometimes when you think you got one, when you come up here on Sunday morning, he changed that one. Amen. So that's why we can't have programs. How many know you can't program God? You can't put him in a box. Amen. You can't understand his ways. And I believe that's why the word said his ways is not like our ways. And his thoughts ain't like our thoughts. Amen. Praise God. So I'm so thankful today. And I was listening around. I listened at Sister, amen, Bennett testimony this morning. And it's went right along with the word of the Lord. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. The Lord is real. The Lord is true. Yes, I was laying in my bed and I would pray about this service, Guthrie, right here. This first service in Guthrie. The Lord, he gave me a sermon earlier, like a week or so ago. A week before he talked to me on that, early one morning. The Lord changed the word for Guthrie. He said, I want you to preach this. Amen. He ever talked to you like that? Hello in here. He said, this is what I want you to preach to, amen, to Guthrie, Oklahoma. So as we declare this message, do pray for me. Just sit back. Unbuckle your seatbelt. Amen, because some of y'all might want to move around. I believe sometimes we're too quiet, amen, as children of God. Amen. When you look back and see how far God has brought you, when you look back and see where you come from, amen, that's something to glorify God and say, thank you, Lord. Amen. When the Lord heal your body and save your soul and make a way for you, amen, that's something to glorify and rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. My mother was a rejoicer, so that's where I got that spirit of rejoicing. Amen. Because she would shout, she would rejoice. Amen. She didn't wear seatbelts when she came to service. She run on down the aisle, get so happy. Praise God. And the next thing you know, she got a line running right behind her. Amen. Praise God and thanking God. Amen. What the Lord is doing. I'm excited. I don't know about you. Amen. I just want to talk to you just a moment. I don't know about you this morning, but I am excited about Jesus. Yes. Amen. I'm not going to act like he ain't doing nothing for me. Oh, amen. All through this trip, nevertheless, God was still God. Yes. And he was still good. Yes. And I'm going to count all of that joy. You know, when we have adversities and trouble, amen, and situations that come up, you know, count it all joy. No need to complain and mama and grandma. Amen. I know how the devil worked. Amen. He didn't want me to get here. That's what it's all about. But, amen. But he can't stop. He can't stop me. And he can't block me. And he can't stop you. And he can't block you. Amen. Because what's going on? I didn't know we got to have a determination to go on. Amen. Number 223 said, I mean to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith until life on earth is done. Come on, somebody. I will never more turn back. Defeat, I shall not know, for God will. Amen. I said, God will give me the victory if we keep going on. Amen. Should opposition come? Should foe obstruct my way? Should persecution and fire be lit as in the ancient day? With Jesus by my side, his peace is in my soul. No matter if the battle's hot, I mean to win the goal. Amen. I tell you, do I have any cheerleaders out here today? Amen. We will need to go right on. You know, when you're thankful and praising God, you don't have to ask him so much and beg him, because he's going to be right there for you. He said, that's my child. That's my servant. He rejoices. He lives a holy life. He's doing the will of God. I'm going to be there for him. And I tell you what, I'm 65 years young. Amen and amen. Look at here. Since age 16, God came into my life. Amen. I'm not going to tell you every day was all sway, sweet, and ice cream and banana splits that I fix on my ice cream truck. Amen. I have problems. Amen. I have fallen. But you know what? I didn't lay there.
That's right.
Come on, somebody. I got up and brushed off and started again.
Right.
No sit there and wallow and will.
That's right.
You get up and start again.
Right.
But I want to tell you, church, and I want to preach to you this morning about the touch of Jesus. Amen. The touch of Jesus. It's something about his touch. Amen. I love my wife. And I know she loves me. And I love that affection of touch. But it ain't about Jesus. Amen. But it's just something about the touch of Jesus. Praise God. And it's something about when you get touched by him, you're never the same. Amen. He makes a difference in your life. I remember when I got touched, amen, back there in November of 1976, when I got saved. Amen. That touch is still in me. Everlasting to everlasting. Amen. It don't run out or expire or get out of date. Amen. But it's that touch will keep you connected with the Lord. And I'm here to tell you, amen, when you got a congregation this size, I know the Lord does not shoot blanks. I know we all need a touch from the Lord. Amen. Because we're going through some things. Amen. Sometimes we need body touch. Amen. And I want to say all this power God have, you don't think he got enough of power to heal us?
Yes, he does.
Huh?
Yes.
He got enough of power to save us.
Yes, he does. Yes.
He got enough of power to give us the victory.
Right.
He got enough of power to keep us in the straight and narrow. Praise God. Amen. And I always, although when you get that touch, you always say, Lord, just, you want him to continue to reign in you. You don't just get that touch back there in 76 and think that's it. But you got to maintain your salvation. You got to say, Lord, continue to touch me, Lord. I need you right here. Amen. Now I'm having this problem, Lord. Now I'm having that problem. And I tell you what, and we're going to prove it through the scripture. When the Lord touch you, amen, there's results.
Amen.
Things are happening. Praise God. But one key factor, we got to have the faith. Faith is very important. If you don't have fuel in your vehicle, none of us would be here today. You had to stop by sometime this today or yesterday or last week to put some fuel in your vehicle. Amen. So if you don't have no fuel, your car will stay in your driveway. Amen. But if you put fuel in your vehicle, then you're able to drive it and go in and where you want it to go. And it works just like faith. If you don't have faith, the Bible said it is impossible to please the Lord without faith. If you don't have faith, you ain't gonna have healing. If you ain't got faith, you can't be saved. If you don't have faith, you ain't going to have, amen, no connection with God. The definition of faith, you cannot find it in the Webster. The Bible said faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. See, faith ain't what you see or how you feel. You may be feeling terrible. But you don't look at your feelings. You look beyond your feelings and tap in to the power of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And he will work a mighty work. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. If your faith level is low, amen, God can increase it. Amen. It's nothing wrong. And don't feel bad because you're a Christian and your faith is a little low. Don't get embarrassed. Amen. I don't want nobody to know my situation. I'm not even going to pray for it. I ain't going to have nobody pray. Amen. No. That's how you keep the victory. That's how you keep the Lord on your side. That's how you stay intact with God. Amen. So I want to let you know we got all we need. All we need is in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. That's all I'm saying. All we need is in the Lord. Amen. If you're sick, how many know he will heal? If you're lost, you shall be found. If you're blind, amen, the Lord can make you able to see. If you're dumb, amen, he is able to allow you to speak. Come on. That's the kind of God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for his touch. Ain't the Lord good in here? Amen. How many know we are too blessed to be stressed?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen. Amen.
I'm a Selah right here. You know, in the Psalms, you have a scripture that says Selah. You know what it means? Pause. And just allow that to meditate upon and think on it.
Yes.
See what the Lord is saying. We are too blessed to be stressed, and we are too anointed to be disappointed. We are too equipped to be whipped. The devil ain't got no power on us. He can't whip us. We got to send him back. Let him know he got to go. When I say send him back, I'm not talking about send him back here. You know how people say, get behind me? I don't want him behind me. And you don't need him behind you. Amen. You say, get the hints. That means go. Get on over there. Like I said the other day, I think I said this in Monon. I used to, when I was in the Holly Hill, I used to run them out of the congregation and get out of here, devil. Go into the Santee River. So after service, I had a couple of the members came to me and said, Brother Jerry, you need to quit. I said, quit what? Quit sending the devil in the river. Because we baptized out there. And we don't need the devil out there in the baptism way.
Amen.
In Miami, I ran the devil out the church. I said, let's get on out of here. And then after service, he looked around. The devil done broke his sister Baxter's car. He didn't come in the church, but he out there working in the vehicles out there trying to steal it and steal what they can get out of it. Sister Baxter was upset. She came, Brother Jerry, you done ran the devil out of here. Now he's in my car and took my stuff and about to take the car. Got to be careful. So I don't know where to run them, Brother Ivy, here in Guthrie. So maybe me and you need to talk a little later and see a designated place for him to go. But I do want him out of here this morning.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Every time, you know, at my congregation, I run them out. I don't run them in the Eno River because I baptized there in the Eno, but I run them way somewhere from here in the name of Jesus. But I'm here to tell you, amen, the Lord is good. Now, we want to read, amen, and see what the word saying, and not what Brother Jerry is saying, amen, because the word will save us. The word is powerful. And I learned we as ministers, we need to realize we need to go by the word. Sometimes we kind of veer off on your men opinion and how you feel. It ain't about how we feel. It's what the word say.
Yes.
Amen. The word works. It can work out every problem and it can help in all situations. Now, I want to talk about this touch, the touch of Jesus. Praise God. I'm going to show you. And I'm going to let you see, amen, what God can do. If you need this morning, you got affliction on your body. The Bible said many affliction of the righteous. He said, but he will deliver us out of them all.
Amen.
That's how God works. All this power the Lord has, we don't have to walk around here sick all the time.
Amen.
And I know we all going to get sick. And guess what? Can I say this? And sometimes we're going to expire. And that's a type of healing too. Lord, take us from our pain. He take us from our misery. Because our days are limited. I don't know when my expiration date may be. And you may not know when yours are. But while passing through here, we don't have aches and pain. But we can turn it over to the Lord. James 5 said, if any man sick, let them call for the elders of the church. Where you all at, brother? Down here. Right here. Anoint before you.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Huh? And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise them up. If he had committed sins, shall be forgiven.
Amen.
Him. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So I'm here to tell you, your blessing can be today. Your healing can be, amen, taken care of today.
Amen.
I'm a man that, I'm going to just give you a background before we read. My mother, as I was telling my brother Ivan, my mother, she had the gift for healing. But she never boasts upon that gift. She just demonstrated. When she prayed for people, they got healed. With these brown eyes that you're looking at this morning, I saw cancer heal. I saw breast cancer heal. She had breast cancer and she got healed. The neighbor had breast cancer, she got healed. The other neighbor over here, my mother was like the a clergy in the community. Anybody got sick, they called Sister Leonard. Sister Leonard would go and she'll pray. This man back behind our house, he was blind. In 3 weeks, he began to see. So I was small and that was amazing to me. And so that's a part of me now because I saw that displayed over my life that God can do what he said he can do. Only thing we must do is believe that he can do it and it's done.
Amen.
Now, I will tell you a more recent incident. As we know today,
Brother Mansell Doolittle funeral is taking place. I think it's at 2:00. I really want to be there so I could just take half of Jerry Leonard and stay here and another half there. It don't work that way. Amen. But anyway, I was there at the, we ran a revival there about 4 months ago in West Virginia. And me and Brother Mansell, we've been talking back and forth about coming and stuff. And he said, well, hey, when you come, you just come to my house first. I want to meet you. I want to, you know, talk to you. I said, fine. I did. Went to his house. And he was in his recliner. He said, Brother Jerry, he said, I'm sorry. I said, what's going on? He said, I ain't going to be able to go to the meeting, you know, the revival. I won't be able to go. I said, why? He said, I failed. And I said, okay. I said, when you fail, he told me. I said, you know what? And the Lord impressed in my spirit. I don't speak out of turn. The Lord speaks through me. And the Lord told me to tell him that, no, you're going to get healed. And you will be at the meeting. He said, praise the Lord. Amen. So, me and my wife were there, we anointed him and prayed for him. And then he was sitting in a recliner. You know, you got those recliners. I can't afford one of them, but you got some of them where you can sit down in a recliner and raise you all the way up standing. Yeah. Not just raise you up a little bit, you got to get up. But it stood him all the way up. And I went to him and I held him and I said, now let's take a sip. Look at God.
Yes.
He started taking steps. And I said, you're gonna be at church tonight. Praise the Lord. He said, hey, Lord help me get out there, I'm coming. So you know, in your little mind, I said, he ain't gonna holler come, you know how the devil he ain't come. I looked him out there in his walk. And we had like a 5-night service. He was there every night, walking with his walker. Downstairs, if anybody ever been to Green Bank, the fellowship hall is downstairs. He went downstairs, down those steps, and came back up for church. Down, leave again, came back up for 5 days. He testified there at the meeting. He said, well, the Lord healed me. And God got me walking. He said it was years since he was able to walk all those steps. And he said, look. And see what? I said, wow. I said, God is good. Praise God. So that's proof factor that he can do anything. So that puts something else under my belt that I can brag about Jesus. What he can do. Amen. So don't sit around and look around and act like you got to be the way you are. You don't have to. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the name of the Lord. Amen. There is power in Jesus. Let's turn here to Matthew, the 8th chapter, verses 1-4, and let's see what the words say. Matthew 8, 1-4 says, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if thou will, thou can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. There's that touch. Yes. How many know something about that touch?
Yes.
Come on, touch him. And the Bible said, I will be thy clean. Spoke the word. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Now that's what I'm talking about. The word doesn't lie. He can do what he said he can do.
Only thing you need to be open and be like the leper. Amen. It said, Lord, if thy will, thou can make me clean. Cry out to the Lord. Ask him for what you will. And the Lord will come to your rescue. Keep the faith. Don't waver. Praise God. Amen. Stand on his promises. Amen. So Jesus said, I will. He said, I will be thy clean. And when he spoke the word, and immediately, not next week or next year, amen, 10 years later, but he said, immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said unto him, see thou, tell no man, but go thy way and show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Praise God. So that's the kind of faith I have, because I know if you speak it, it will work. Amen. Things will happen. I'm excited about that. Amen. Praise you the Lord. And guess what? You don't have to pay for it. People stand at the doctor office, amen, 3 or 4 hours. And sometimes they still come and say, you know what, we're going to have to reschedule you. You won't be able to see the doctor today. But thank God we can see Dr. Jesus 24 hours, 7 days a week. Amen. We can see him anytime. You can have pain in the wee hours of the night, 3 o'clock. I have had to do it several times. 3 o'clock in the night, I have to call on the Lord. And I'm so glad he don't close shop. His shop is open all the time. Amen. Doctors, sometimes you try to get them, they'll scare you a year out in advance. Next year this time. I'm glad we don't depend on them. We'll be dead. I'll depend on the Lord. Amen. I know what the Lord can do. Yeah, but we still sometimes have to wait on him. He might just come. You know, a lot of times I say this quite often. We like to work the Lord like a light switch. When we're on, turn them on. When we're done, turn them off. And I said that in Green Bay, and guess who? Brother Maxson went up and turned the lights off. He turned it back on. And the last conversation we had, I talked to him about 2 weeks ago before he passed away. And he said, did you remember that message you preached and you said, light on, light off? You remember I went and turned it off? I said, yes. I said, I remember that. But anyway, we cannot work God that way. Amen. Lord, I want you. Turn them on. Now you want to go do your thing. Turn them on. Go about you. Come on. We got to be serious about God.
Yes.
And we got to learn to wait on the Lord.
Yes.
The Bible said if you wait on the Lord, he will do what? He will renew your strength and mount up your wings as eagles, and ye shall run and not be weary, and ye shall walk and not faint. If you didn't hear that first wait, he said it on the end. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen. Because he got his timing. Amen. Amen. So you just hold on. Just hold on.
Yes.
Hold on. Sometimes the Lord allows afflictions to come. Sometimes we don't understand why me. That's the Lord's doing. And don't be like Job. Don't charge him foolishly. Amen. I have talked to people that said, man, I'm mad with the Lord. I said, mad with the Lord? Yeah, because he keep doing stuff. I said, what are you doing? My grandmother was sick. Now he took out of here. And then my uncle, the same thing. The Lord just taking my family. I said, that's not the way to think. I said, well, your family, was your grandma saved? Oh, yeah. But thank the Lord. He saw that beautiful rose garden and he went and picked that beautiful flower. Amen. When you're ripe and ready to go, that's what we're living for. Ain't we living to die and go to hell?
Yes.
Anybody want to stay here?
No.
Amen. I want to go to hell. Heaven is a holy place, filled with glory and with grace, but sin cannot enter there. Amen. So if you want to go to heaven, you got to make sure that sin out of our lives. Amen. Sin is what? What is sin? Bible said, when you know to do good and do it not,
is sin.
So we got to follow God's procedure. Do his will. Amen. Let's find some more examples. Let's go on here on up the 8th chapter. Stay right there in the 8th chapter. And we're going to read here the 14th and 15th verse. It said, and when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand. Just that touch worked wonders. She touched her hand and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. This is not a fairy tale. Amen. This is the word of God. This is how it works. Praise God. Whatever you need, the Lord can supply. Amen. Whatever you want from the Lord, whatever your desire, the Lord can do just that. All right, let's move on to the Matthew, the 9th chapter. And we want to read the 27th verse, the 9th chapter, amen, and 27th verse. What did it say there? It said here, and when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thy son of David, have mercy on us. How many know when you cry out to Jesus, he's going to come to your rescue? And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then he touched he their eyes, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes was open, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. So the main thing we're bringing out here, if we believe and have the faith, that's the only thing will stop the Lord if you have unbelief. Amen. Sometimes that might be the problem. Our faith level is low. But he can increase your faith level. Yes. Only thing you got to do is ask, and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find, and knock and it shall be opened unto you. Sometimes he might don't come on the first knock. Sometimes he might don't come on the second knock. He might don't even come on the third knock. But you keep right on knocking. Amen. You remember the friend that came by at midnight, knocked on the door. He was in desperate need. And they wouldn't, inside, the fellow wouldn't get up. And he said, so to speak, he said, we all in bed, you know, don't disturb us. My children are all we down for the night. But he didn't take no for an answer. But what did he do? He kept continuing knocking. He kept continuing knocking. He was persistent. Importunity. That's a big word, ain't it? Importunity. Meaning that he importuned. He just kept on. He just kept right on knocking until he got up. See that man on the outside that was a beggar that needed something. He knew it was something in the inside that can help him. Same thing about God. When we pray, amen, the Lord see us and we see the Lord. And that's why we continue to pray, because we know he got some inside and the Lord can bring it to us on the outside. Praise God. Amen. You just got to keep right on knocking and believing, and the work is done. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes people say, and I've seen this over my years, sometimes people been sick for years, kind of like, who was that, 30 years of sickness, who was that? Somebody had affliction for 30 long years. Well, what was it? I think it was the... That's it. And that's the one. Was that the one with the issue of blood? That's it. Amen. There you go. And touch the hem. Just a touch. I like that. See, we got to touch the Lord. Amen. And sometimes just that hem, touch that hem, you can be healed. But the point is the belief. See, you know, if you just believe that if I go to the altar prayer and I get prayed for, I feel like I can be healed. If you believe that, it's so. Amen. As the scripture said, what he thinks in his heart, so is he. So I know in this world we got a lot of negative thinking people. Every time you look, somebody's speaking negative. Even on in the news and everywhere you go, it's just look like they in a hopeless situation. But we got to speak positive in a hopeless situation. We got to, amen, on things that looks like it's truly bad, and sometimes the devil make you feel like you just got to be this way. No, you don't. You got a big God that can work out big problems.
Yes.
Amen. How many know Jesus is bigger than your problem? Sometimes you put your problem real big and put Jesus real small.
Right.
You ain't getting your help. But you got to realize that Jesus is bigger than that. Amen. You don't have to go back home with your sickness. The only thing you got to do is believe. And the Bible said, and the work is done. Thank the Lord. I believe that. Do you believe that this morning? I believe that. Amen. Praise God. All right, now let's move right along. Thank the Lord. Amen. Praise God. All right. So he said, believe that I am able to do this. And they said unto him, yea, Lord, then touch he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. Praise God. So if our faith level needs some little increasing, the Lord is available. Praise ye the Lord. All right, let's turn now to, thank the Lord. Let's go to Acts. We're just trying to prove you through the word of the Lord to let you know he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He can do anything but fail. Amen. All right, Acts the 3rd chapter. All right, we want to read, amen, verses 1 through 12. It said, and Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb. Now, this man was lame. He was born this way from his mother's womb. Was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. But there was a place where people would just come around and hang around and beg and ask for alms and all of this, money and this. But he met this Peter and John, and Peter and John really gave him some great information. All right, it was a gate called Beautiful, amen, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asking their own. Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John. So what did Peter tell him? Look on us. Come on, somebody. Amen. Praise God. He wasn't really trying to boast and say, look on me, I'm great. But what he was saying, look on me. God is the answer. God gonna fix it. You may be begging for quarters and dollars, but I got something better than that for you. Something that can heal you. Something that can bring you up out of this state. Praise God. So the Bible said, and Peter fastened his eyes upon him and said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, now I ain't got silver and gold. He said, silver and gold have I none. That ain't what you need no way. Amen. We need a You know, every time you look around, you see these beggars on the corner, amen, with pots open and pans ready to collect. That ain't what they need. I don't care how much money you put in that can, they're still going to be out there tomorrow. They're still going to be out there next week. A man back home, he's on this busy corner, and it's right there where Bojangle. And how many know I like chicken? And I mean fried chicken. Amen. I went to Bojangles. And before I went to Bojangles, I went in the bathroom to wash my hands. I looked in there, and I saw that same man that was standing outside. And if he didn't have that many bills, just count. I said, you got more money than I do. Oh, yeah. I'm going right back out there. Give me some more. From that day forward, I don't put nothing in there. I wrote my window down and said, hey, you want to go to church? What's your name? Sometimes I don't want to work on it. I said, I need some work. I need some work on my house. What do I got to do? How much am I getting paid? If you're homeless, if I give you $50, well, $10, you should be satisfied. But see where the world is getting? So I'm so glad Peter and John, he gave them another situation. He gave them another way to look. Don't just worry. He said, listen, silver and gold I have none. But such as I have, give thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Amen. Look at God. That's what you need. That is a permanent blessing. It allow you not to have to go back and beg. I'm going to give you something where you can go to work. I'm going to recommend you to a man that can heal you. Amen. You ain't got to be on that corner tomorrow. Put that can down. Such as I have, I give thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And this is a key verse here. Bible said, and he took him. Peter took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength.
Yes.
Now we as Christians and Christian leaders and pastors, sometimes we have to go an extra step. Not just pray and leave them in the bed. Not just pray and go about your business. We sing a song, take up your bed and walk. In other words, my mother was a person, she was aggressive when it come down to healing, because she knew you were healed and you still laying in the bed. Numerous of times she went and said, come on, let's walk. God is able. You can do it. And that does mighty work. Brother John here, he just didn't pray, but the Bible said he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. See, he could have left him laying there, but the Bible said he lifted him up and immediately his feet. That's when the blessing came. That's when the healing came. When you made that effort to lift him up, and the Bible said, and immediately then his feet and ankle bone received strength. So go that extra step. Amen. Kind of like I did, Brother Maxwell. Amen. I just didn't leave him in the recliner and went on to church. But I helped him. After you pray, believe in your prayer. Have faith to know that God can do just what you prayed for. The Lord can do results right now. How many know he's a now God? The Bible said now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It don't look impossible. You can't see it. It looked like it ain't going to work. It looked faulty. It looked this is the way I'm going to be. Don't tell yourself that.
Amen.
Speak positive. I can walk. I'm going to get up. My mother had a stroke. Here we go again. On her right side. Major stroke. Her lip was twisted on the left. And a stroke, she was paralyzed on the right. Anyway, whatever side the dip was on, the other side was paralyzed.
One day she got fed up. She just, that old dead side, curl outside, she was on the walk and she was dragging that old seat. And she went to the door and I said, Mama, where you going?
She's opened that door for me. And I opened the door
and she held on to the walk and she just barely could move that feet up and she went deep out there. I said, what are you? I'm kicking the devil out of my life and all my body. He got to go. Amen. And guess what? Tuesday later, she was walking.
Come on now. Come on.
Amen. Yeah. You just can't sit there and pity for, oh, poor me. Then when something else gets up sometimes, I see people, they already got one problem and you call them and say, how you doing, brother? How you doing, sister? Oh yeah, now I got arthritis. My leg is hurting. Now I got arthritis. And now my head is hurt. Is that how we're supposed to do? Just name what all the disabilities we have? What we're supposed to say, you know what? The devil trying to flick me, but I'm not going to accept and I'm not going to receive none of those things that he put on me. He got to go. In the name of Jesus. See, quit accepting things that the devil dump on you.
That's right.
You know, you're going to say, you're going to tell me, now my head hurting. Now my this is going on. Now that. Hey, come on, quit accepting. Say, send it back. You know how you get packages in the mail? And you got somebody else's name on it. You don't go and open that package. You send it back. Send it back. It ain't yours. Those things that the devil dumped on you, that's not yours. Send it back to the devil. Let him know, I'm not accept this. The only thing I'm going to accept is Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. And I had afflictions, numerous afflictions on my body. You know, after 65 years, I got over 100,000 miles on it. Amen. And I had some blowouts. I had some misfortune. I had some pain. But you know what? I called on the pain relief.
Amen.
I called on Dr. Jesus. Amen. And he came to my rescue. One of them days, he might don't come. He might say, Brother Jerry, it's time for you to expire. I felt that too. Well, if he's ready for me to go, amen. We've been living and talking about heaven, and then when it's time to go to heaven, we want to stay here. Amen. I want where the Lord wants me. I'm in the win. We are in a win-win situation.
Amen.
If we stay here, we're winning. We're on the winning team. If we leave, we're on the winning team.
Right.
Amen. We got to win the ticket. So we all right. So we have nothing to worry about.
Amen.
Praise God. Weeping and doing for a night, but joy will come in the morning. So amen. Let's go to that Shemal. Let's go to that Shastel. Lift them gently by the hand. Amen. And point them to a better land. Amen. To God be the glory. He took him by the right hand and lifted him up. When that happened, immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. What did he do? Just say, wow, thank you. But he began to leap up, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Come on, somebody. When the Lord do something for you, don't act like he ain't did nothing. Need to praise him. Need to rejoice. Believe and praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. I once was able to walk, but now I can walk. Now I can talk. Now I can run for Jesus. Praise God. If you can't run, walk for Jesus. If you can't walk, hop for Jesus. Come on. Amen. But do something.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
May
the Lord help us and inspire our faith.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, I'm excited when God does something for us. I'm very excited when he healed me and he helped me.
Amen.
So he said,
Praise God, this lame man began to leap up and stood and walk and enter with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. You know, we can talk this thing till Jesus comes, but folks is looking for results. Amen. They want to see. They want to see it. You know. And we need to demonstrate God's greatness. Amen. Amen. Back in the morning church, there was a lot more praising God. Amen. Because they was so grateful and so thankful. They done went through a whole lot. And they can call on the Lord, and the Lord will come and bring relief. They just act like there was nothing clapping their hand. They praising the Lord. So I want to say upon conclusion, amen. If anyone need a touch from Jesus, he is available. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, he is. You remember this coming in my mind, where the man was the pool of Siloam, it was. Amen. And the man was trying to get healed. But that particular place is where a lot of people go and step in the pool and you get healed. But this man wasn't able to get in the pool because it was clustered with other people. The crowd was there. But see how God made a way. Amen. And he was able to step in. And I want to say this morning, step in.
Amen.
The pool is ready.
Yes.
And waiting for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. As we stand, let us stand and sing a healing song and give people time to come. And the Bible is extending his invitation. He is saying, come unto me, all you labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take up my yoke and learn of me, for I am meek and low in heart, and you shall find rest upon your soul. His hand is extending out. Praise God. Amen. It don't cost anything. The only thing it costs is an obedient heart.
Amen.
And ready for change. If you don't know Jesus this morning for your personal Savior, if you're not saved, or if you're saved and having struggles, you know, just look like one day you're up and the next day you're down. The Lord has an answer for that.
Yes, he does.
And he said to you as well, come. Come unto me. All you labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God bless you.